No, we haven't done that yet.
So I don't like to hear me.
We have a quorum.
I didn't care at this point. All right, can I get a motion on the minutes?
I wasn't there.
Do we have a second? Warren seconds, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Keith, you're up.
Financial update, you know, exactly the same. We haven't rolled over a month in since the board meeting. So the financials haven't changed. If anyone has any questions, the only comment would be is that we have a group of investments that are coming due on Monday, and interest rates are still absolutely horrible, so we'll see what we can get for them, you know, on Monday. The rates have been fluctuating about 5 basis points, so hopefully I can get on the upside of the 5 basis points, but we'll see.
Yeah. In 10 years, like 1.3, you got all upset at your opinions of the.
Well, I'm looking at, you know, 2 years at the maximum.
Yes, and the net is we have the money in M&T instead of having it with in treasuries or something special.
So right.
I mean, I think everybody can see that, right? Where it says M&T, like the 6-line, 7-line down, M&TD, bad money. We had 3.7 last year, now it's 6.7 in the M&T account.
Could you have that in the multiple investment accounts so that they're insured?
Yes.
Okay.
We're the collateralized accounts, if that's what you meant, yes.
Well, they're both.
The FDIC
insured are no FDIC insured. And the ones that are U.S. Treasuries don't.
No, I don't mean the Treasuries. I mean.
Yeah, the accounts are all collateralized.
Yeah, the other ones are collateralized.
That's why we get no money on them.
Okay, anything new on the. Reporting filing dates?
Yes, since the last meeting, the board meeting, Dan Ciarcia completed his fiduciary acknowledgement and conflict of interest, and that's the only one.
Kenny was doing his, I walked through it and got him on the stick. I don't know what happened, so I'll ask him again.
Okay, project updates.
Okay, so we are getting ready for 2 construction projects which are coming up this fall. One is, we'll talk about in a, well, I'll give you the rundown on it now actually. New CNTR 801 at Cornwall Road is stabilization of 2 lovely road channels on DEP property with water quality filtration installed within the town right away. We are finalizing the New York City DEP land use permit on that project and expect to be able to get the construction on that within the next 2 months, I would expect. This project, we've been in discussion with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to receive funding for construction. That project would get 75% of the construction cost would come from the Corps. We would match it with 25%. From WQIP fund. So in a little bit, we'll look to authorize president to sign that agreement once it's been prepared and is reviewed by council. The Army Corps is preparing it and they'll provide it to us for signature. Second project that we're going to get the construction on is at Scolpino Park in the town of Southeast. But that project has, we have received our permit to go forward for the turtle protection. However, we're running into an issue of locating a turtle specialist in the area. So I wanted to, while you folks are here.
Ecologist?
I suppose so. They have to be certified in turtle monitoring. The DEC will not provide us with a list of people in the area, and they told us to just cold call until we find someone.
Well, we have people that we've used in the past in town for bog turtles and stuff
perfect.
Like that.
That would be great.
I'm going to get the guy's name. I had him come out because I had a vernal pool somebody was filling in, and I had him look at that. That's what he does.
Yeah, I think we've all got.
He's semi-retired, but he works for a larger company. I'll get his name.
So if you guys could look into a name or two that we'll engage with, and then we can get that project underway. both of these projects, my concern is, actually lies in the availability of construction equipment, because I've gotten calls from a couple of contractors that I can't find a pipe for the lightning. They're going to Home Depot and drilling holes for PVC piping to get projects underway. So we don't know how that's going to delay anything in the next couple of months, but on several projects I've heard, 12 to 20 week delays because they can't find piping in the tri-state.
What size pipe are we going for?
I think 12 inch, 18 inch.
Yeah.
So, well, I'll keep
my
you.
My son was putting 12 inch under his driveway.
Yeah.
And he stole 3-4 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So.
We'll see how that is gonna work out for us.
How much do you need if I could ask?
It all depends on each individual project. I have to look back at it though. But we'll keep an eye on that. We'll see how it's gonna delay things, and I'll hopefully be able to update you all in the next meeting. One of the items that we had for you guys to take a look at over the last few days was an idea that we have for essentially a tiered buyer retention system. This originated, to give you a little project background, from a project in Lewisboro along Lake Tona, where we have an extremely narrow easement and aging infrastructure that we want to be able to have treat everything that's coming in from the residential area before it drops into the lake. This is a very familiar and popular situation throughout the entire watershed, where it's an aging lake community that had a pipe installed that barely has any room to get through. What this system is, what we've looked at and designed basically in-house here, is a tiered buyer retention system that can function as a garden area for the resident that the pipe is, that the project will be installed on their private property. We think it's something that can engage the property owner a bit more than just replacing the pipe underground. We're just going in, replacing the pipe, or doing channel stabilization. That's not something that generally property owners are very excited about. But something like this, we can engage the property owner and maybe even get them to do a little bit of maintenance, because this is essentially a garden that we're installing on the behalf that serves as green infrastructure. So we've got a couple different sites that we'll be looking to execute this on. We're pretty, we've went through a lot of different products to try to find the best one. It turns out that ACF Ferguson provides probably the model that we want to use, particularly at Lewisboro, and moving forward. But I think it's something to keep in mind as we look at new projects that could come up, that this is something that we could execute around any lake in the watershed to some great success with them. And since it's green infrastructure, we qualify for additional funding. So we hope to roll this out pretty soon. The determination needs to be made though if it's going to be rolled out as part of a year 10 work plan or a new work plan going into the future, which would segue to a conversation that we have to have about eventually from the again, from the DEC, do we have a new set of phosphorus numbers to reach? The year 11 work plan is due to them in October. I think October 15th is the date that comes to mind. So if we need to reach out to them, I don't know if you've had any of this conversation yourself, Rich. I have not recently. Yeah. But not a hard
number. Any day.
Yeah.
Tom Snow said to me that we can pretty much anticipate the numbers are not going to change.
Does that mean we have to do another 4 or 6 feet in the next? Really?
I would think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, then that's what we'll do.
Is that higher or lower than what you...
Well, it's a bigger lift than, you know, if they had dropped the numbers because they're seeing some results.
Yeah, that's...
I'm gauging his reaction. It was like a sigh. I wasn't sure if that was all. That's better.
Well, we can find it, but we don't have... currently in place funding to chase another 460.
Yeah, well,
so that's the size.
So the answer is going to be we're going to do whatever we do until we get more funding.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, okay, so we'll plan the year 11 work plan as every other year.
But that's a good thing, though, because if they give us a low number, we wouldn't have the right to go back and say we need cash.
Sure.
So he's given us a number, we're going to go down and say, hey, this is what we're going to need, this is what we're going to need, and where's the money coming from, DEP?
Do you think, but you're doing this 1 year at a time?
Yeah, it's always 1 year at a time. Unless they ask for a grander work plan to be, you know, 11 or 20.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, we're going to have to put something together for the money purposes, I think, in order to get money. We're going to have to put something together that says this is where we think it's going to come from.
There is the 6 or 10 work plan, there's probably 75% of those projects still exist.
Probably going to have to start by revisiting some of the projects we didn't do.
Yeah.
See if we can find a way to get them up and running. Because as this goes on, it's going to be tougher and tougher to find those really good projects.
Yes.
Yeah. The easy one. Not to digress, but Joe Bridges is the name of the guy, the wetlands guy for the turtle. What was the kind of turtle?
Bog.
Okay, it's a standard one.
Whether or not it actually exists is another thing.
Yeah, well, that's what I think he's done these. I'm copying you, and I'm just asking him to give you the.
If that doesn't work, ask me, because I think Wilder Vault had to do something with potential bog turtles who were never found.
Well,
they are very small.
They are?
Oh, they like this better.
You being serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
It takes a lot of them to make soup.
Strike that for the record.
and the initial look is that there's a mound of grass that they live in, and then you have to go find them. So when you're walking through these areas, they have these special mounds of grass. The habitat that they live in is in this mound of grass. I can go look if you want me to and tell you there's none, if that's what you want. I will. Because I'm not certified.
You're not certified.
I tried to get Corey certified in a bog turtle identification. However, the state of New York said no. So we'll try somebody else to pay.
Yep. I think Joe Bridges will do it. And I kept it the old ones. I didn't want to digress. I just. So this is not a bad thing again. At least we know we're going to have a number. We need to start figuring out where the money's coming from.
Yep.
Otherwise, we become complacent about cash.
Sounds good. Okay, so the next item on the list is the New CNTR 801 Army Corps funding agreement.
Which one was that?
New CNTR 801.
Yep.
As I said, channel stabilization and filtration installed in the town of Newcastle, tributary to the Fiscal River.
Is this on DEP property also?
Partially on DEP property.
And then majority puts it LDP.
Only partially on land property?
Yes.
Where else then?
The town. So the channels are on DEP property. We're installing filtration devices within the town property.
Then we have to have an install agreement. I thought it was all DEP. If it's not, we need an install agreement.
Sure.
Okay.
Who did the resume?
Patrick Logan.
Okay.
Why?
Oh, it starts off with involved the installation of filtration in the town right of way.
Well, you know, he didn't have enough information, so let's fix it.
This is accurate. That's written.
He took it from whatever he had. So is that wrong?
No, it's accurate.
So in the town right of way and the stabilization of two panels. Okay, so two different things, right? I'm sorry, I didn't write the resolution. Is that what you mean? Why don't I know what's going on? Yeah.
I was trying to get you
there. I don't know why.
Without saying, did you read it?
The resolution is accurate. We will pursue the installation of the town separately from the land use permit, which also has to be done with the town.
That's right.
Sexual harassment.
We acquired all the permits from the town already. Everything is in line to keep moving forward. I'll make sure the installation agreement is included as well.
Yeah, because it's two parts. And it's one, because this is an Army Corps agreement, we just have to make sure that we have all the little pieces lining up, you know?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to put conditions on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think we should say, so this says, wish to ensure that, I mean, we have a standard install agreement, right?
Yes.
So should we amend this resolution to include the authorization for an install agreement with the town?
Pretty simple. I can understand it.
Sure.
Okay.
And it's effective.
Oh, shit.
So if you added the new section two, you would the execution and delivery.
Number one does kind of cover everything, authorizes me to sign whatever.
It's the agreement, so I think we have to say the agreement and an install agreement with the town. Right? Because we have to add the other agreement, or I think we should anyway. So everybody else So we're just going to add the install agreement in that first paragraph. That'll work, right? So the agreement and the install agreement. The agreement is the ACOE agreement, which, you know, requires your first form and promises and
okay. As well, you checked in paragraph 2 and 3, mm-hmm. It refers to the Army Corps providing funding for design services as well, and they'll only be assisting us with construction services.
So the EOA should agreement provide construction assistance, so we want to take out the word design there?
Correct.
Okay, so presumably they're going to estimate the total cost, but it's still, is it 75% of the 800,000?
Yes.
Okay, so that's still okay, because you're going to, your design will be allocated. Will it work this way though? I mean, you're...
Well, because the 800,000 is just a construction estimate.
Oh, that's a construction estimate. Okay. So that's not the total. Okay.
Okay. We're good?
Yep.
And I'd like to introduce the resolution as amended by the corporation attorney and move its adoption.
All second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Can I ask a question on the one on North Salem again that shows, are you doing anymore? You don't?
There's more to come on other items, but there's that question.
I was just wondering, it's still the installation agreement pending. I was just wondering where you were on NSMU 601.
That is still installation agreement pending. The have not received the new installation agreement from either, or sign inspiration from either entity.
So you sent the families there, or those the ones you're going to?
Right, the families.
Okay.
There's not much left to be done on it, it's just...
I know, but they need to, if nobody's doing anything, you go, you know.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Talk about Padgy?
We'd love to. So this is a change order that came to the table originally in April of this calendar year, where Padgy Engineering was asking for additional payment for services rendered in response to construction change orders that occurred on a project. If you guys may recall, this was a large environmental issue that we had on site, handling soil and coming up with a new design that would allow us to get away from environmental remediation and just execute our retrofit. The Padgy Engineering, as design engineers, provided services and had to duplicate some of those services again once we had a construction change order and a slight change in design. And they felt that they wanted to submit a change order in the amount of just shy of $7,000 to cover those costs, which included a 10% reduction.
You said shy of $7,000, it's $7,740, right?
So,
they get a 10%,
they're giving us a 10% on top of that.
At that time that submitted, the executive committee asked them to break out their the description of their bill a little bit more clearly, to correspond to dates and get more information to what happened. I feel as though they've met that requirement from the April meeting.
Does it look reasonable to you?
Yeah, it does.
So what do we need to do? Do we, anybody else want a discussion, or are we just going to approve the payment of $69.62 to pass it?
How long is this going to go on for?
This is it, we're out.
This is it?
We're out.
This is it.
Yeah. Don't believe it.
Well,
you know, well, I'd like to send you all the bills.
I'm well aware.
Well, we can do that too. Let them fumble around with it and say no a few times. You can always send it over. Say, please see the tax bills that we're looking at. Yeah. Looking at being repaid for. Because how much is it? It's more than this, right?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Their engineering change orders total $40,000, including this. And then there's the construction change order.
Well, you know, it'd be one thing if they appreciated it, I don't know if she does. That's the thing that bothers me. But I think at this point, they did work. Somebody owes them the money. And,
yeah, oh, yeah, sorry. I'm not complaining about paying.
No, I don't have a problem sending a letter saying, hey, by the way, you know, this is what you owe us. She's going to love it.
She's going to ignore it and leave it on her desk for the next person coming in.
Yeah,
why? Is she retiring?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Well, that could be an improvement.
Oh, yeah. Listen, at the when the smoke clears January 1st, yeah. It's going to be worn and on.
Worn and on what? Oh, you mean everything?
Left.
My friend Eddie, you know, I mean, it's just the late 90s.
Oh, you haven't had a conversation with the new supervisor yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Who am I down here to show up?
Who's the new supervisor? Is he
no,
the lieutenant, please?
No. Well, yes, his head.
Yeah.
Everybody your head. Who is called Kim? How did you possibly lose? Did you vote?
No,
I didn't vote. Well, that's how I lost. Nobody went out and voted.
Yeah.
That was Brian.
How much is time?
Oh, my gosh. I was going for the run.
Huh?
He could have gotten elected on.
Why, he had to keep his position?
I'm saying.
Who, Peter?
No, Kevin.
Oh.
No.
You don't think so?
No. He's got too much. He's got. All right, yeah. So let's get back focused.
Yeah, so I'll make a motion to approve the expenditure of 69.62.
Second.
As the exact numbers laid out here.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now, can I guess? It says less than 100 retained, so the total 10,487.
With retained,
yes. No. We approve the rental. That includes retainage that's left on the contracts. So that's their invoice to get over to zero and
they're so 69, 62, 24.
Wake up in an hour.
Yeah. Okay, the night year's over.
Yeah.
Open.
For the moment. Okay, number 7, DEP okay. Comments. Did we get comments?
We did not get official comments, but we got an answer.
Yeah. Nothing's official has come in.
We have nothing on letterhead, nothing official at the time. Correct. However, the comments we did receive refer back to the funding agreements as they've been able to be made available to us. In short, it says we can do anything we feel is appropriate with the WQIP funding because the DEP views capital improvement project having a lifespan of 5 years for the WQIP funding and actually the Fed funding as well. After 5 years, it's good. Of course, all of our projects should have a life term longer than that, but that's the number they chose. So using WQIP funding to satisfy the question of Metro North's rewriting of our installation agreement and request to have a 10-year term on that agreement is fine.
Now, did they verbally tell you this or send it an email?
Verbally and email.
Okay, good. So we have it somewhere right over the end. So I would suggest we just say thank you and just go about our way.
The issue that, yes, this answered our Metro North question for sure. But it presented another issue that we are going to have to pursue. And that is the DP's perspective based on with the Crow. The current factor, Pro
574,
which is that catch basin and insert projects are not capital improvement projects. that they're not looking at a parking lot filled with catch basin inserts as a capital improvement project.
Per
the DEP and their review of the FAD agreement. They are calling each individual catch basin
an individual project.
An individual project, which means there is no way we would ever come close to the $30,000 threshold per basin to use FAD funding for any catch basin insert project. It's just not, as written, it's just not possible.
Are they having a problem? Does this come down from their use of bond proceeds to try to fund these, and they're trying
to somehow
say...
their discussion of what a capital project
is. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So this same capital project has to be over 30 grand, right?
Right.
And so
each individual basin is its own capital project.
Well, that's kind of silly.
It is.
So that kills all the projects?
Well, what we did was we targeted the areas outside of the FAD mostly.
Well,
so it doesn't hurt. It's mostly. It doesn't hurt a lot of our projects, but we targeted Peach Lake in North Salem. We targeted Green Briar Subdivision in Somers. There's some areas in Carmel that we looked at and specifically pulled out these basins because it was an easy answer in those areas to use FAD funding. In those locations, we're not talking about a $20,000 bill, we're talking about maybe a $100,000 investment that we're looking to make because there's over 50 catch basins, let's say, in those areas.
And it's about 10,000 a kilogram or less, 9,000.
So we're good still using, we have the funding in WQIP, but this is an issue that I don't believe that we should pass.
Yeah, no, we should talk to somebody. If it's part of a drainage system,
yeah,
that should be the project. If it's different drainage systems, maybe I can understand. But the problem with Peach Lake, one of the reasons we did it, it's in the FAD. It's in the FAD of connected basins. It's a connected basin. And there's 52 of them going in, which is probably going to be 100 grand. It's about 11,000, yeah. 11 kilograms, right?
Yeah.
So about 9,000. We don't have a lot of these ones that are that cheap.
You know, per the conversation that I had with Vinny Giorgio, they'd rather see us put in a large concrete tank at the end of the line filled with filters and a diversion structure at the piping, jack the price up of the project in order to qualify for FAD funding, which, again, doesn't make any sense. So we need to, while it's not going to stop any projects.
It's saying damn the efficiency. We want to spend a lot of money.
They
have a bureaucracy, and the bureaucracy, the bigger bureaucracy,
sets up
these policies, right? And because we fought this fight years ago about what is a capital improvement,
sure.
Years ago, and you can't overcome the New York City bureaucracy. The thing to do is just suck it up.
They went back to a bond council and said this one, and they said, no, you can't, that's what's happening, it's going back to somebody.
The bond council will be asking an accountant because, I mean, that's the problem, is that the bond council...
So if we had a project that went in there and put some drainage in and did this, that, the other, and when we're all done, it costs us 100 grand, that would be a capital project, even though it was different pipes.
As long as those pipes are taken to stormwater to a centralized location.
Well, they're all going to Peach Lake in this particular case.
So in this case, if we were to go to the outfall of that pipe and drop structure.
I understand that, but that's not going to happen because we're going in all over the place.
It doesn't make sense. There are situations where doing that could make sense. For instance, at Purdy's, so the train station, we can install a structure, get everything out of the parking lot, get more kilograms.
So did they give you a written determination that someone issued that they're following? I mean, to fight this or to even argue?
Not to that extent. Just an email that said per the guidance I received.
Right, but we need the written guidance.
Yeah, but I believe they have provided that in the past. We can go back and get it.
Sure.
But yeah, there is a document coming out of downtown
right.
Called the frack. It's coming out of the frack. That's where it's coming out. It's in Queens.
Right. What, where do they come off saying it has to go to one point? You can have a system that goes down two sides of a hill and you're doing all this stuff and that's not a project.
You wouldn't put one of these in at a time, ever, right?
But no, not practically.
No, if your question is, one project will come and install this and then another project will come in and do the next line.
No engineer would engineer that.
Just for the
well, actually, a smart engineer would certainly give Billy the drawings, but that's, get away with it, they would.
Yeah. We wouldn't have 50 purchase orders for a project. We'll have one purchase order.
So for now, you're going to work around it, but if you want
to... No, we're not working around it. We're using money that we could use for something else.
No, that's what I mean. You're going to work around it, but in the meantime, from a long-term perspective, do you want to go back and have a conversation about it?
I think it's in our best interest to at least have a conversation again, even if to Rich's point they say no, but we at least are filing our point of view and our perspective on this, that this is eliminating an extremely efficient project within those areas and actually encouraging us to irresponsibly spend money.
Right, and it really is a single project.
Yes.
That's really the focus of the conversation.
And that's what I was saying. If you were going in and saying, okay, we're going to stop all the phosphorus from going into the lake and we're going to do this drainage and that drainage and all this stuff, and you had a lot of digging and everything else going on, it'd be a project. And they funded that one. They would fund it.
So let's start this with Kevin going back to Vinny, and getting the documentation about, what a capital project is and why.
What's the most current guidance on that?
Yeah.
Right.
Because I remember seeing all this somewhere, so I may have it
somewhere. Probably years ago, but let's ask them, because it might have changed.
Oh, yeah, it might have changed.
Yeah.
For them, it all gets back to the
farm. Could be farm councils or whatever.
It's easier for them to do it than me to go back through three boxes.
Oh my God.
I'm not doing that.
So it's not going to stop us from executing these projects, but I for one don't think we should just take it on a chance.
It's a terrible way to money in the wrong
place. Yeah, it's not the correct way to spend the funding that you've been given. That's my perspective.
Okay.
Are we good? All in.
Okay, well, when M is trucking along, we actually are starting to get some submittals in, or at least Highway Department's telling us submittals are coming, which is excellent for sure. I don't have any significant updates on it, except that we are noticing quite a bit of sediment that is reaching a lot of the basins that have even been taken care of in recent years. I don't know if it's really... I guess it comes back down to the MS4 permit that everybody has, that they should be maintaining their drainage areas coming tributary to the to all these projects. But I don't know if a letter encouraging that from the board would be of any use to these folks, to encourage them to make sure that if they don't take care of their drainage area, our project gets bombarded. And now the it's jacking up the price for maintenance that has to occur on these areas.
2017, it's a great.
There's piles of sediment in some locations that I weren't there just 6 months ago because they got cleaned up. So I don't know if there's anything we can do to encourage these towns to take care of things a little bit more, but we're all taking on some of the cost of these efforts by the current O&M agreement that's in place where it's called compliance, it may be worth for us to echo that public compliance issue is still there, and other municipalities should not be taking the brunt of the fact that some drainage areas aren't being taken care of correctly.
I don't know that you're going to change the opinion of any highway superintendent. They're either out there doing their job or they're not. Regardless, we should be documenting these issues,
right?
So if you're going out and finding a stormwater retrofits that we've installed that had excessive amounts of sediment, primarily due to the fact that drainage systems are not being properly maintained, we should send the highway superintendent and the supervisor a letter. And it should go to the individual towns. I wouldn't necessarily do a blanket. Go to Ellsfield.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of the day, somebody here needs to go out to see whether even the people that are telling us they're doing it right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I'm going to do some of it properly after it's
to ensure proper feedback to all the tenants. But yeah, we'll keep going as planned on that. Otherwise, other than that, it's substantial.
Okay. Other business.
I have a question to be asked after this meeting with regards to something that has nothing to do with stormwater or sewer. It has to do with municipal refuse. I'd like to speak to you, and you, if that's possible.
Okay.
That would be quite an
exciting. I can ask it in front of everyone, but
No. This has nothing to do with this organization. If you want to have private conversations.
Well, I can have a bigger conversation with everyone, but not in the meeting.
No,
so
not at the meeting.
If you don't mind, I'd like you all to just stay on the answer question, please.
Anything else?
Do you need to approve vouchers?
No.
Yeah, the checks and vouchers.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what
you're talking about.
You
want the checks and vouchers.
Just have another check, so I don't forget something. Right.
We're not paying any of
next meeting.
Cool.
If I had them, I would have done it. But, you know.
What, the checks and vouchers? Oh, they're right here.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Well, let's talk about
all right, so hey, Rich, we also have the purchase order.